In 1894, Fanny attended a midweek prayer service at which her cousin, Dr. Howard Crosby, spoke. He preached from the 23rd Psalm, using the word grace as his subject. When Dr. Crosby died very suddenly that same week, the blind poetess said to herself,
"I wonder what my first impression of heaven will be. Why, my eyes will be opened, and I will see my Savior face to face."
Imagining those first few moments with the Savior, Fanny was moved to write the four stanzas of Saved by Grace in less than an hour. She kept the poem to herself for the next 3 years until she was asked to take part in the Northfield Summer Bible Conferences conducted by the famed evangelist Dwight L. Moody. One afternoon, at the close of the message, song leader Iris Sankey turned to Fanny and said, "Now we want a word from you." For a moment she hesitated, but when Sankey persisted, she quietly arose and said,
"There is one hymn I have written which has never been published. I call it my soul's poem, and sometimes when I am troubled, I repeat it to myself, for it brings comfort to my heart."
And she recited the lines which have since become so familiar.
Someday the silver cord will break, and I no more as now shall sing. But oh, the joy when I awake within the palace of the King, and I shall see him face to face and tell the story, saved by grace."
Those who were present to see Fanny with her uplifted face and those sightless eyes would never forget the pathetic emphasis on the refrain, "And I shall see him face to face."